Ladies and gentlemen, I definitely want you all to join me tomorrow. He has won 3 Dove Awards for his awesome composing, and he has a CD entitled Your Word that is also currently nominated for a Dove Award. I'm talking about Jeff Bumgardner, worship pastor at North Augusta Baptist Church. This man has really been doing just an awesome, awesome job of really, really ministering through song. And he's going to join us tomorrow to talk about the stories behind the songs on his Dove Award nominated CD, Your Word, at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Tuesday, August 21st. Jeff Bumgardner joins me. And I'm telling you what, it promises to be a lively conversation. We're going to hear some great songs. And again, we'll find out the stories behind those songs. So be sure to join me Wednesday at 1:30. Christina Betts, the museum historian, the Lucy Craft Laney Museum historian, will be joining me. And she's going to be talking more about that great museum, that historic museum, and some upcoming events. This Saturday, I want to inspire you, empower you. So I want to bring back a conversation that I had with empowerment speaker Brennan Francois. He'll be on at 1 o'clock. We're also going to be talking about some more topics that I really want you to help me with. We will continue the discussion, part 2 of the discussion on kids and new beginnings on Thursday. But we're also going to take a look at something that has been really weighing on the hearts, the emotions, the minds of many Americans. This great rallying cry, stand your ground, that so many people are using to kill fellow Americans. I want to take a look at this whole notion of stand your ground. Its inclusion, the inclusion of that phrase in Scripture, and what God had in mind when he encouraged people to stand their ground, and see if there are any similarities and or differences to how this rallying cry, stand your ground, is being used in America today. We'll have that conversation on Sunday. This Sunday, August 26th, you can go to speakingwith.com, find out the list of guests and topics for the week. And if there's something that you're not able to catch when we broadcast live via 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, you can always, always feel free to go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. In fact, even if you catch us live, but you'd like to hear it again, you're thinking maybe I know that there was something that I missed in there, or maybe there's just something that you want to hear again. Doesn't matter. Speakingwith.com, listen online at your convenience. You can listen on your laptop, your desktop, your smartphone. And I do want you to know the site is optimized for smartphone use. So those of you who tried to go online via your smartphone months and months ago, and just found it not user-friendly, and you got frustrated and just said, okay, not much I can do with this. It's just too difficult. No longer. It is optimized for smartphone use. So, as a matter of fact, you know that the Stand Your Ground commentary will be made on August 26, 2018. If for whatever reason you miss it live, you can go into your smartphone, go into the search bar, and pull up August 26, 2018. Or you can type in Stand Your Ground, or just the word ground, whatever you want to put in there, and let the program pull up all your available options. And you know which one you're looking for, August 26. And you can still listen at your convenience online. So we really are trying to make it more and more convenient. We'll have some more things in the works, because we definitely want to work with you, help you listen truly at your convenience so you can get as much out of the program as possible. So, that said, we have this situation wherein something that has been dead may be about to be brought to life. Hearts uniting. Is love about to flow? Both ways. Oh man, what one of the most miserable experiences is when one person is truly loving the other instead of both persons loving each other. One is loving and the other is not. That's messed up. Is love about to start flowing from one to the other? Is love going to flow from each so that mutual love is about to come into play and help bring that dead marriage to life? Sex life dead? Is it about to be brought to life for the first time that you've been married? Is it about to be revived? Just like the marriage can be alive in the beginning and somehow die, the sex life can be alive in the beginning and for any number of reasons die. Is it about to be revived? I definitely want us, ladies and gentlemen, to get together again later this week. As a matter of fact, Thursday at approximately 1:30, thereabouts, to continue this discussion. I want us to start taking a look at some of the people who were born into this world. They were given birth and their lives were a sign of some great things to come. I want us to be encouraged that it can happen for us. There is a chance, there's a possibility that a child who has been born into your life, again, whether you're the parents, whether you're the grandparents, aunt, uncle, that child's birth may be a sign, a signal, an indication that something great is about to take place. Be sure to join me again. It is such a pleasure having us together, sharing information that we can use, sharing information that can benefit each one of us as we're empowered to live better lives that can then empower us to let some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.